realms of Senith.
We were at the royal court of Elvinia. Mord started a band, and I think Alita played a wrong note.
I played so terrible that a statue blew up.
Right. So Erevan was just standing in the doorway looking at you guys, and loud boom happens, and he flies off to the side. I think that's where we left off.
Another happy landing.
So yeah, I think I described the hallway as being pretty immaculate as you guys were looking into the audience chambers, like a throne room at the end of the hallway through the large double doors that you guys had opened up with your musical playing. Also very well, very fancy, has potted plants inside the throne room. It has several statues. It has a very nice throne at the end. I mean, you guys have seen the palace's throne room. This one looks about on par. A little more bright, but that's mostly just because you guys are in the Feywild. And yeah, so as you guys are walking, well, assuming you guys would walk through the door, all that starts to change in front of you. A lot of the colors in the throne room start to disappear. You guys hear the stones in the walls starting to crack and little vines pushing their way in.
I didn't do it.
Plants start to wither and die and then rot away.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
And this is what you are left with seeing is on the map.
Is that a branch in the path?
Yeah.
Well, this looks terrifying. Do we see anything in here?
Beyond what you see on the map?
Yeah.
Not at the moment, no.
No creatures, so this nice looking throne room just kind of deteriorated in front of our eyes, and we're just kind of standing here, huh?
Yep, and there's apparently a branch in the way.
Well, this place has really gone to hell.
Did I play that badly?
Yeah. The music was not good. It killed the throne room. So we just want to stand here? Or?
We're just going to awkwardly stare at the throne room.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Is this stick?
Well, Mord just goes in the room. I said, well, we're just going to stand here awkwardly. Might as well check out the stick.
As you enter into the room, everybody...
So Mord takes one step and sees everybody else go forward, and he stays right where he's at. He's like, all right. Just what I wanted.
All right, so as you guys approach, as you two approach the stick on the rug there, your characters would definitely notice that there's like a stain on the flooring, that circular pattern on the ground there.
Is it the red stuff?
Yeah.
Is it blood?
Did they spill a bunch of fruit punch or something? Is there a party?
That totally stains.
Well, the stick just seems like a stick so far as you can tell. I don't know if you guys would pick it up or not, but just touching it, nothing seems to happen. It literally just seems like a stick that's in the way. What do you do to investigate the it's not a blood stain. And someone asked, Diamond asked that, I think. No, that's not a blood stain.
Plant poison?
I guess I'll take the stick and like poke at it, because it's a stick. He says nothing happens with it, so I'll just poke at the spots and try to figure out what they are, I guess.
As you're poking the stones with the stick, you realize that you can kind of push with a lot of force into the stones, and they kind of give a little bit. And when you do that, the stones start to glow considerably more bright. And you can visibly see heat rising off from the ground. This is as though there was like lava underneath these stones.
The floor is lava.
Great. Let's not fall into the lava.
So this red stuff, does it look like the plague?
No. No, it does not.
I'm not poking the ground anymore. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, the little imprint you formed with the stick on the ground, the stone starts to rise again as though it's floating back up, and it starts to cool down as it resolidifies.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, and there's nobody in the throne, huh?
We should investigate that.
As you're approaching the throne, you do hear some rustling coming from behind it.
What's behind the throne?
You're intending to go all the way up and look?
Yeah.
Diamond, as you look behind the throne, you recognize a cat sitting there. It's just licking its paw, and it looks up at you. It's the same cat that you guys met a while back.
Oh, no.
Walking in the fields.
I bet it still hates us.
You see it kind of smile at you and stand up. And as it walks towards you, the rest of you can see this as well. And for Alita, this is the cat that, you know, harassed you when you were a fish.
Is it walking on 2 feet or four?
It's on four right now. You see it kind of walk around or walk towards Diamond. The cat kind of looks in your guys' direction, and at this point you all can see it like a large smile go over its face.
I'm bigger than you now, cat.
Did you know you were carrying poison?
The cat again looks to Diamond. and says in a quiet voice that does carry in this throne room to everybody quite clearly, "In your dreams, the wilds you keep. In the wilds, the dreams will speak. Here, your life may last all nightmare long. Truly do tell, what does one do when the eyes of the black falls upon you?"
Gouge their eyes out?
Awkwardly stare right back, I guess.
After the cat says that, and you guys, do you guys actually say all that?
Yeah.
I do. I certainly.
All right. So, yeah, the cat starts, you know, you hear it chuckle. As it's walking into the wall, it says, "We shall see." And after it disappears through the wall, creeping blackness starts coming off from it and starts to engulf the throne area.
I'm going to back up because I don't want to be engulfed in blackness.
I'm going to nope all the way back to the stick.
Does this blackness remind us of what happened to the tree?
Oh, no. This is not a tar. This is just, it is as though pitch black just starts coming forward from the wall like a darkness.
Can we see through it?
Right. Can I use my dark sense or whatever it's called to see into it?
What do you have? You have dark vision, I think.
I also have dark vision. I
forget what it's exactly called. Where is it?
But yeah, for those of you that have dark vision, you would see that a lot of the colors disappear. Well, there weren't much colors to begin with, but the tables were. A lot of stuff starts turning gray. But as the darkness proceeds, you start to see the throne actually disappear from your dark vision. So your characters would guess that this is some sort of magical darkness.
You can't see the throne, at all anymore. But, it's still there?
As far as you can tell, you wouldn't be sure, I suppose.
Can I go try to touch where it was?
You sure you want to go into the magical darkness?
Well, if I can see through it, it's not that magical, is it?
It could be more than just darkness, because it is magical.
Well, if the forest dies, I have nothing to live for, so why not?
Diamond starts walking into the pitch black there. As you start stepping up onto the platform, the darkness starts to fade. As it's fading, you see two silhouettes appearing flanking the throne itself. They look like small creatures. The thing that stands out to you the most as you can start seeing them with your dark vision is that there is a darkness to their eyes. I need you to roll two wisdom saving throws. And I guess Erevan needs to make this roll as well, these rolls.
15 and 14.
16 for the first and total 20 for the second.
All right, let's roll some initiatives then.
19.
3.
I crit at 22.
Okay, so 10.
All right, Mara, you get to go first. Looks like you're still playing with a stick.
I read a story about the Stick of Truth, and I'm wondering if this is that Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth?
Yeah, it's a video game, South Park video game.
Oh.
So I'm about 40 feet or so away from them, I would say. 40 or 50 feet. Okay. Well, I guess I'll Firebolt and then Ballista, my normal Force Cannon, Ballista. I call it whatever I want. 22 to hit on the one to the left.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Roll my damage. 4 damage. I'll fire that Ballista, too. It's a 26 for 19 damage. Pretty good.
Also to the same one?
Yeah, double down on number one.
So that's 23, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll yell out, "What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?" Because that's what I was thinking every time the cat was talking about, "What you gonna do when the eyes of the black stare at you?" Yeah, that's my turn.
Erevan.
So how is Thing One looking after that cannon hit?
You don't visibly see any change in their form, but it did kind of stumble a bit.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I'm going to go and make it stumble a bit more. Going to do a great sword swing at him. Yeah, that's probably a hit. 25.
Yep. Oh, Morin, I actually need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, because I got close enough? Or something. Okay.
Actually, you might need to make two of them.
Oh, no. Well, the first one, I rolled a natural one for a total of 3. The second one, I rolled a natural one for a total of 3. That's 2 natural ones in a row.
You're not very wise.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
You take 17 psychic damage from
your attack. I knew this was a bad idea. 17. Lord.
Yeah. And what'd you get for your wisdom saving throw, Erevan?
I don't actually remember, but I thought I put my results out there.
No, for when you attacked, right?
Yeah, your attack was a hit. I was asking for a wisdom saving throw.
And I did those saving throws a while ago.
Nope, it's a new one. Every time you attack.
Oh, 15.
All right, you resist it. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Also 15.
Okay, anything more?
Probably not for now.
All right, so the one that you guys have been targeting attempts to attack Erevan and misses both attacks. So, Alita, it's your turn.
Ward will say to her before, it hurts as blood trickles down his nose. When you attack, it hurts.
Well, okay, I mean, I'd have to use my dart or ranged, I guess. Or should I be moving closer?
It would be 35 feet to stand next to Erevan up against this childlike fey creature.
Okay, so that's a 10. Does anything add to that?
Your attack bonus, which I believe you have 5. So 15?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a hit.
Okay. Okay, so then the damage is the 6.
Yep, right. That'd be, yep, the cube
okay.
dice.
Okay, so 9. Yeah, I have a staff now, guys.
No.
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, which one is that?
So it'd be your wisdom ability score, the modifier for it.
Right, that's got a 3. But then yeah, which so dice?
D20. Pretty much everything's a D20 except for damage.
Okay, 21.
Okay, you're good. Was that the only attack you wanted to do? Or are you going to do like your bonus attacks or whatever?
Aren't my bonus attacks only if I did it unarmed?
Oh, that might be true.
Yeah, so you could do, with your attack action, you could do one attack. And then because you're a monk, you can do a bonus action. You could, like, kick it or punch it. And then if you spend your key points, you can do another attack on top of that. You're, like, the only class that can do so many attacks this early. So, like, as your bonus, you could kick it if you wanted to. And that would be your D4 damage instead of D6.
Okay, well, I got a 15 again for the hit.
All right, that's a hit.
Okay, and then 6 for damage. I'm going to have to go check on my kiddo.
And so Alita takes it down and walks away. And now it's Diamond's turn.
I guess I'm going to make some magic stones and throw it at the other one.
All right.
12?
That's just a miss. If you can add one from somewhere, now's a good time. Was there anything else you're doing on your turn?
Maybe I'll move back a little bit, like thinking it's going to help with the trajectory of my moonstones.
You were just too close. That was...
Yeah, I was too close that time. I have to back up a little bit.
Yeah, like if you're throwing darts and you're like too close to the board, it'll throw you throw everything way off.
I need you to make a will save. I forgot to do that. I was sitting here trying to figure out what I was forgetting.
We wisdom.
Oh, she would miss. She missed. She missed, didn't she? Yeah. Never mind. That does not apply.
Okay, because I missed. Okay.
Every time you chuck a magic stone, I think of the movie Braveheart. You know, where he throws, they're throwing the big stones and then he throws a little stone to him in the face.
Does 15 hit your armor class, Diamond?
My armor class is 15, so it just hits.
Okay. It takes 4 swipes at you, but only hits you for 4 damage.
Yay!
Or 2 swipes, not 4. And it would be Morit's turn.
Morit's hurt. And
emotional damage.
It is, because he doesn't know if he can handle or hit. He didn't say screw it, he's trying to hit it with the cannon. And it's an 11, so he's too scared to hit. He winces as he casts his firebolt, and that is a 20 to hit for 8 damage. And the wisdom saving throw is only a 9.
7 psychic damage.
Blood starts to come out of his ears a little bit. I don't know if I can do this anymore. He falls to one knee. End my turn.
Erevan.
How's thing 2 looking?
Looks like it got hit by your fireball. You can't really tell.
All right. Hexblade's curse time.
Hexblade curse?
Yeah. I'm going to go over to it. I'm going to put my Hexblade's curse on it and then swing at it with my greatsword. 23 to hit. I'm assuming that does hit. Ugh. My wisdom save, I'm assuming I have to roll that, is a 9.
You take 3 damage.
3 damage? Okay. That is, it takes 17 damage. And I'm also going to cast Hellish Rebuke. It's going to need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh yeah, I failed that.
Takes 22 fire damage in addition to 17 damage from the greatsword.
Well, that fucked it up a bit. Alita.
Okay, so 11. That's probably not a hit.
Nope. That first one's a miss.
I got 11 again.
I guess you don't want to take the psychic damage, and you can see Mort over there just bleeding.
Can I, like, go over and try and heal him? Do you need a healing potion?
I'll be fine. Everything's great.
Don't think I need to make you roll a deception. If that's your turn, it's Diamond's turn.
Can I cast healing words on Morid from where I'm at?
Yeah. Yeah, that's got like a 60-foot range or something. It's pretty far.
Can I cast it at level 2?
Should be able to. I think you still have all of your level 2 slots.
Yeah, it'd be what, 2d4?
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. Do I have to roll a d20 too?
Nope.
Just the two d4s?
Yeah, one. Yeah, so 2d4 plus your spellcasting. So six. With 6 points of healing?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, isn't there something with my druid I do? My spirit totem, I can do the unicorn spirit right around where he is, and that'll heal him too, I think.
What is your circle?
Shepherd.
I don't think I've ever read this one. As a bonus action. So you wouldn't be able to do the healing word and this at the same time, because your healing word is a bonus action.
Oh, it's a bonus action. Okay.
But, I mean, you could cast that instead if you wanted.
Would it give you more hit points than the healing's wounds would have?
No, because the unicorn looks like it says is you put a thing that creates an aura of like protection. So you and your allies gain advantage on all ability checks made to detect creatures in the spirit's aura. So good for invisible people. And okay, in so addition, if you cast a spell using the spell slot that restores hit points to any creature inside or outside the aura, each creature of your choice in the area also regains hit points equal to your druid level. Which is awesome, because if you lay that down and then you cast a healing word on somebody, everybody gets healing up to your druid level, which I think is what, 3 or 4? So you'd heal everybody for 4 though? On top of it, which is pretty solid. But can I mean, you couldn't do it. Like, you'd have to do like one or the other like, this turn and then the other next.
Okay, so then why don't I do Unicorn Spirit this one so that when I heal you, it'll be a stronger heal, right? That's what I'm getting from this, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so then if this is a bonus action, I still have an action. So it came up to me and hit me, so I'm going to back up some more, like 30 feet, I guess, whatever that is. Is that that?
If you're going to back out of its melee range, it gets a free attack on you.
Oh.
It might be worth it to take it anyways.
It might be, yeah. So wherever 30 feet is, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's going to miss you anyways. I rolled a 14.
Okay, so I moved back and I'm just going to throw another rock at it, I guess.
Okay, wait. Oh, you can do that as a bonus action?
I thought the unicorn spirit was the bonus action, so okay. That would be my action, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, that's a hit. Roll a wisdom save.
21.
Okay. What's the damage?
5. Oh, wait, I forgot to add the 3. It's 1d6 plus 3, so it's 5 plus 3, so it's 8. Sorry.
That's fine. Okay. Erevan, make a wisdom saving throw.
12.
Right, you take 4 psychic damage. You manage to save. So it tried to incite you to violence and make you attack Alita, and it's more its turn.
So that potion we got, is that just like a 2d4 plus 4?
I think so, yeah. The ones from the palace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop that and drink it. Imagine that's my action, right? 5 points of healing I have.
I think there's a use an object action, but I think drinking the potion might be an action.
Yeah, use the object. That's what I'll do. And as a bonus action, I'll shoot my ballista, I guess. Hopefully I don't die.
Okay.
19 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit. We'll save.
All right. So let me do the damage. So if I die, at least I've done damage. 16. That's really good damage. Here's my saving throw.
It does die.
I got a 19 on that one.
Oh, you made your save.
Erevan, calm down.
I'm just going to awkwardly stare at her. Funny story. I regained all my hit points from the Hexblade's curse.
Good for you.
I cast healing words on Morid. Is my unicorn still here? Does it still help?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do that then.
You might only need to cast it at first level, though.
Oh, I can cast it at first level? Okay.
Yep. That'll save your second level slots for something more powerful.
3 plus plus what now?
Your wisdom modifier.
So 6.
6, and then what level druid are you?
4.
Okay, so I get 10 hit points. That's really good.
Woo!
Does everybody get 4 hit points?
Yep, everybody that's in the radius of the thing. Let me look it up. 30-foot radius around the point where you put it. So you could...
So everybody.
Yeah, you could put it like right here, somewhere around here, and that would get all of us.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody gets 4, and I feel better. Thank you.
That puts me right back at perfect health.
Nice.
All right. As the Orphan of the Black goes down, you guys start hearing, well, what's to you familiar crackling sounds of the plague. On the wall behind the throne, you can see that there's black tar pouring down from it, and it's slowly making its way towards you guys.
I'm going to nope over the Morid.
The cat appears, this time sitting on the throne up above the black tar. It's just sitting there staring at you guys for a moment, and then it starts to speak to you. Oh, how impressive, champions of Fae. Our friends failed to lay you low. Like others before, you will stay. Onward then, as fast as you go.
So the cat's still there? Well,
Can I jump on the throne and pin the cat down?
There is, I mean, you could try. That tar is coming from the wall behind it, though, and it's approaching the throne itself. So, I mean, I don't know how that fits into your calculations.
Can I, like, grab it by the scruff and take it prisoner and run? Just it hanging there, grabbing it by the scruff?
Roll a dexterity acrobatics check. If you are proficient in acrobatics, otherwise just a dex check.
Just a dex check, 21.
All right, yeah, you pick up the cat by the scruff.
Yes, and I'm running out. I'm running. Bye.
You stole the cat's furniture, and now you're stealing the cat itself. So
run away, Mora. Do you need help getting out? Maybe grab the stick to help you walk.
All right, I grab the stick to help myself walk.
All right. The tar that's making its way past the throne now, it's starting towards that entrance you guys came in, and it's slowly speeding up. Or not slowly speeding up. It's starting to speed up.
So make the tar stop, cat.
Right. As you guys pass through the archway that you came in from, you find that the hallway you came in or came through has changed into a smaller, twisting hallway. And behind you, you see that the tar is actually climbing the stairs and is racing towards you.
I'm going to take out the rapier that kills the plague. And I'm going to say, there once was a cat who spoke in riddles, tried to kill us with blackened littles. They called us the champion of the fae, but this rapier is going to ruin your day. And I'm going to stab him.
Oh, you killed my cat.
Not like, you know, all the way. Just like pierce his skin a little bit. See if that rapier does something to it.
All right. The cat howls for a moment. And then, Diamond, this cat's form changes quite quickly. It goes from being a small creature, a tiny creature, and it turns into something taller than you that you're holding onto by the back of its neck.
How the fuck am I holding onto it from the back of its neck? Am I, like, even touching the floor? Oh, my God. My feet aren't touching the floor anymore. Help. What the fuck? Did I mention I'm afraid of heights?
She's like a foot off the ground or something. Yeah. So this thing has an ovalesque head. It going from forward to back, has spikes on its back going up most of it. All four of its limbs are similar to the cat in that they all have claws, but they're all now exposed. Its tail looks like a scaled, armored, and it has very sharp, white, very white teeth, and it seems to be salivating at its mouth. So think something like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Aliens, but it's very close to that.
Oh, no.
And after you pull the rapier out of it, it turns back into the cat.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm on the ground again. Oh, what the fuck was that? What would happen if I threw it into the plague?
It might be the plague.
As Diamond considers throwing it, ditching it into the plague tar that's coming at her, the cat just simply says, "Run, you fools," and disappears in a blink.
Maybe I should have stabbed it harder.
All right, well, I'm trying to get as far away from this plague as I can. I'm fucking running as fast as I fucking can, booking it.
Well, follow the druid, I guess.
The hallway, as you guys are running through it, there are a lot of doors that branch off from it. There's a couple hallways you could pass by. Roll a survival check. I'm going to guess Diamond's in the front here. She was the first one to say, "I'm going to run."
17 plus 5, so 22.
Okay, yeah, Diamond starts leading you guys through these winding hallways, managing to avoid dead ends as this tar is just racing towards you guys. It's actually gaining ground. You guys see a couple plants that are in the hallway, like potted, and when that tar touches those plants, you see them immediately wither and turn into dust and fade away.
Everybody grab a plant, save them.
I start picking up whatever I can.
How big are these plants? Like in the, are they like in like big potted like things? Is there one gnome size that I can save?
Yeah, there's some flowers.
Grab the pansy.
Like, you don't want to be dragging this big vase behind, like, big planter behind me that's like bigger than me.
Despite your efforts to stay ahead of this tar, it's caught up to you guys effectively.
Can I take swipes at it with the rapier? Kills plague?
Yeah, one second though.
Okay.
Diamond, Alita, Erevan. You guys hear fluttering sounds emanating from the wall beside you.
What?
Like squishy, slimy sounds, like something very small is running. And when you guys look, you see snails racing on the walls next to you and then dropping down onto the floor.
I awkwardly stare at them.
It's called smoldering.
Try to grab one of the snails.
As you reach for it, Diamond, a handle appears in both of your hands that is connected to the snail. And with like a very loud splashing sound, all of a sudden a bunch of slime appears in front of you behind the snail, and you start skiing behind it as it leads you quicker.
Everybody grab a snail.
So Alita, I'm guessing you grab one. Erevan, do you just stare at it while the tar is coming at you?
I grab one too.
All right, Morad, you see your group speed off, skiing down these hallways, dodging things in the middle. There's like books and stuff that start flying from the various rooms. And it's turns into something of a very interesting race. Morad, you don't have a snail.
Shit. Don't worry. I got this, guys. And I wipe at it with my rapier as I try to run and keep ahead of it.
As you're swiping at it, you do see that it slows down a little bit of it, makes little openings, but they fill back up pretty quick. You need to make a constitution saving throw, Morad.
Okay.
As you're trying to keep pace and ahead of this.
I crit the bed. 26.
Okay. All right. As Diamond leads you guys through this hallway, I can't believe you crit that.
I know. Really good, right?
Right. You guys eventually find yourselves coming towards a dead end. What looks like a dead end. There is an arch and a double door in it. It seems to lead into a room. Those of you with snails, they seem to take over for you, and they're racing towards this archway. Mord, you see them going towards this, and what happens is, as these snails lead them into this doorway, your friends pass through, but the snails seem to stop dead in their tracks, as though they can't enter that room that they just led them to.
No, I feel like the snail.
Is the slime plague goo shit coming in the room?
Not yet. It's behind Morad, who, when you look outside, is racing faster than you've ever seen him running before, with some flowers. Do you run into the room, Morad?
Yeah, if I can make it there, yeah.
Yeah, you make it into the room. You run past all the snails. However, you guys can see that the snails, they're small this time. They're not the big ones, right? But they seem to be the same ones as you guys kind of study them that you had raced before. They all seem to be looking at you guys. One of them has like a little tear in its eye. And you see one eating a little piece of cotton candy.
No!
Before the tar. Before the tar slams into the archway with a rather anticlimactic slap.
Can I just grab them before it comes in?
Come hang out on my potted plant.
Can I grab them and pull them in there, even though they don't want to go in there?
When you try to reach out of the room, there seems to be some magical field that's blocking you. So you can't actually push your hand through back into that hallway you've come from. And the tar hits that field and it goes straight up and covers this archway in complete darkness for a moment.
Oh no, the snails!
So I've updated the map. This is the room that you find yourselves in. And there's Diamond down at the archway.
And I'm just having a little cry.
You hear something start speaking from the ceiling above you, Diamond. And it's that cat's voice again, a bit quieter this time. What a wild chase that led you here. It may be your end, this royal abode. There's plenty to fear. Just a thought. Nothing's owed. And it fades away.
Do you think it's mad that I stabbed it? Maybe just a little.
Now we know it's not just a regular cat.
Yeah, it's a demon cat thing of nightmare.
It's a shapester? A druid?
Now that we've got a second, do we know what that thing is?
I imagine it's a druid of some sorts if it didn't shapeshift into a cat. And
well, wizards can do that too. Mm. Polymorph into things.
As a spell, yeah.
Doesn't even necessarily have to be a thing that players can be. I'm pretty sure shapeshifters do exist.
So you guys can roll arcana checks if you want to identify it.
I rolled a 1 for a total of 8.
18.
Diamond, you could actually roll a history check if you wanted, since you have some fey experience.
I don't know if I have any addition to that, but it's a natural 19, so.
So what is your intelligence, like, score, your ability score?
2, 14. 14,
so you have a plus 2 to that, so it'd be a 21.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Erevan, I think you had what now?
I had 17 for Arcana, that's what we're doing, right?
It is a fae sprite, so this is a fae creature.
This doesn't look like any sprite I've ever seen.
Yeah, what happened?
The archaic name for it would have been elf before the elves, like Erevan's father or mother.
So you're saying that you guys descended from that? I rolled a 1. I have no idea what that thing is.
Those of you with more than a 1 know it's not like Erevan's great grandfather.
I grab Erevan's lapel and I'm like, is this why it's happening? Family drama? Really?
Why would it be his family, though? It's not even his forest.
Is it your fault?
I don't know.
Is this a relative of yours?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know my family.
Oh, well, that turned sad. forget I said anything. Anyway, how about this bedroom?
It looks nice.
All right, I do need some initiative rolls from everybody.
Oh, shit.
Real quick. Not for the combat that's happening right now. Just
10.
You got an 18.
I got a critical fail for...
Can't believe I rolled 2 ones in a row on my wisdom saving throws.
That was terrible. That was so much damage. Just
It hurt. It hurt. That was pretty close to death there.
So Erevan's just stepped out to get some water. So I can get that roll from him later. Anyways, yeah, this room, this is where you're at now. And that black tar, the blackness that was on that archway starts giving away to like a bright light that shines into the room as though the magical field is fighting something back. In the room itself, while it looks and feels a bit, well, as it, even though it looks quite cozy, there is definitely a sense of dread in here.
I feel dread.
You said there's windows? I'm going to look out the windows, wherever those are. Is that this?
Windows? No, there's not windows.
What's this?
Linux.
Purple stuff.
Oh, those are mirrors. Yeah, that's Linux there for you. Those are mirrors.
I guess I'm going to look in them. I don't know.
All right. As you look into them, you see that there's, you know, the room reflected in them. However, you do notice that the wall on the opposite side of the room seems to have a doorway on it just past that table to the right there. Yeah.
Over here?
Yep.
When I look at the spot, does it have a door?
No, when you look with your own eyes and not into the mirror, you do not see a door there. It is a double door and it looks very ornate in the mirror and it has a large keyhole on it.
Can I like look at the mirror but kind of like walk backwards as I'm looking through the mirror at what I'm doing and like go to where this door is and try to see if I can turn around and like feel where this door is?
When you touch the stone wall, you don't actually feel any hint of this doorway.
Okay, so it's not really a door there.
Is the door seen in all 3 mirrors?
Yes, it is.
What if the door is in the mirror? Is the door in the mirror? Can we find out if the door is in the mirror?
The mirror seems to have a glass face to it. You don't seem to be able to walk into it when I'm assuming that's what you're trying.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that.
However, every time you touch the mirror, you feel like a static coming from it, like an electrical static. And when you touch it, the mirrors itself would start glowing like a very dark blue violet color. It seems to be all it does for now.
What if I kind of just leave my hand on there? Like, will it do anything else?
No, you don't notice it doing anything else. It seems like a consistent static feeling to it. What'd you say, Mord?
Well, can I start searching the room for stuff? She's talking about a door with a keyhole that's like ornate that we can only see through the mirror. Maybe we need a key to reveal it or something.
Yes, I'm fine.
So can I search?
Maybe it's over here by this fireplace.
I think I'll search over here by the bed area and may or may not take a nap.
I'm going to go check out the desk and the book.
Alita, you're checking out the desk and the book. Which are you checking out first?
The desk.
All right, so on the desk, I'm going to start there because for Morin, you don't seem to find anything immediately in the bed area. The bed, if you hop into it, is very comfortable, though.
Is there a stash of dirty magazines under the mattress?
No, you can't find any scrolls of porn
in the mattress. Lame.
Diamond. What, you were checking out the fireplace?
Like this whole area, like the fireplace and everything over here.
The bottom corner, basically.
Yeah.
It's also set up to be kind of like a cozy little area next to the fireplace, just to warm up and have conversations or whatever late at night. The fireplace is running right now. You get the sense while you're there that this fireplace seems to have some magical connection to whatever's preventing the tar from coming in, though. Like that electrical feeling you're feeling at the mirror, when you get closer and closer to this fireplace, it's as though there's like that magical energy here as well. And over your whole body, you feel that tingling sensation. Alita, when you get to that desk, I think you said you're checking that out first.
Right. I'm busy arranging the potted plants we saved.
Alright, you notice that there's a scarf sitting on the desk there. That cat appears on that desk as you're putting down a plant looking at that scarf, and it says to you...
Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Yeah. Says, is there anybody at the mirror? No. Myself, I prefer temperate climates. I never minded the snow. Oh, a scarf, no thanks. My fur coat will do. While wearing that, could you hear me speak? And then the cat disappears. Actually, more in the mirror. I don't know if you're angled properly, but Diamond might be, actually. Diamond, you would see in the mirror that that cat is still that creature, and that creature is just on all fours on that desk talking to Alita.
So in the mirror, I can see that big creature on the desk and not the cat.
Right. And while the cat looks to Alita and Morad as though it's some distance away from her, in the mirror, it's uncomfortably close to her face.
Alita, you might want to...
You might want to back up.
I take some steps back.
Oh, Erebon, can I get an initiative roll from you?
21.
So did I hear the cat talk to Alita about the scarf? So it wants you to wear the scarf because it's cold?
I'm not sure you should take anything from that cat. In the mirror, it was its original form, and it was right in Alita's face.
So it sounds like that mirror shows like through illusion or true sight, right? Because it shows the door that we can't see, and it showed the cat in what it was.
Maybe we should just be peering into the mirror looking for the key in there.
We want to hold up the scarf, and then we'll look at it through the mirror.
All right, so you grab the scarf and go to the mirror?
Sure.
I'm also going to go to the mirror.
As you're holding... Why is...
I don't know. Why is mine so big?
The mirror shrunk us.
Like I saw Time and Joy. I didn't even realize that she was big until, you know, I had some context next to you guys. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, next thing you know, we're going to be riding an ant and sleeping in a Lego.
Oh my God, I missed it. I need to watch that movie again. I used to watch it repeatedly. Yeah.
It was good, man. You know, that Oreo that was massive seems awesome.
As you're looking at the scarf in a mirror, it just looks like you're holding the scarf and looking in the mirror. Nothing seems to be changing.
I mean, is the scarf stylish?
No, it's just a plain looking scarf.
But I mean, a guy such as myself could make even a plain scarf look good. I'm just saying, you probably see other people and walks searching the room again.
Erevan, when you get up to the mirror, and the rest of you would all notice this as well, Erevan does not have a reflection in the mirror.
What? Well, that's weird.
Wait, do I have a reflection in the mirror? Or just Erevan doesn't have a reflection here?
Just Erevan. It was, he did at first when he walked, but once he got close to the mirror, his image and the visage in the mirror started to flicker and disappear.
Reflection.
What else doesn't have a reflection in a mirror? Can I make a check?
You probably don't need to make a check. Mord would know several, I would think, like vampires and stuff.
Hey, Bob, there's something you need to tell us.
People that don't exist in places that aren't on maps doing things that never happened.
Wait, what'd you say?
That worked. That worked for when, like, you know, Salt Pick was around, but...
Did you ask something, Diamond?
I didn't hear what Erevan said.
Oh, people that don't exist in places that don't exist, doing things that aren't real.
People that don't exist in places that aren't on maps, doing things that never happened. I can put it in chat if you want.
Oh, I heard you that time.
I think that's his motto, right? Is that the rules you live by?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, I like that you try to deflect the question, but are you a vampire, bro?
I mean, I do think maybe I'm a half elf. Maybe that does something, but I don't.
Diamond's a half elf.
Diamond's a half elf too, right?
She has a reflection. You don't.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the other half.
His vampire?
he's a dampire or whatever. Did you ever check out that book? I think you got onto the scarf, Alita.
Yeah, I wanted to see what these other things were. There's something. What's this over here?
Which book? Oh, that's a candle where you're at right now.
Okay, probably not that exciting.
Is there anything on this weird-looking carpet?
No, there's just candelabras flanking you on both sides of you, and there's like a shelf with a bunch of very royal-looking clothing.
Oh, maybe I should do a clothing change.
Yeah, maybe look at some of this clothes. The fashion show. It might be nice.
All right, once again for Alita, that cat shows up on the edge of the table to your right.
That darn cat.
Says, what kind of creepy cow would read a lady's diary? This must be strange to be in the queen's bedroom. You're locked in tight. You have your inquiry. There's nothing there to help you escape this tomb. And it fades away.
That cat looks horrific in this mirror.
I think he's afraid I'm going to find something.
Read the book.
Yes, what do I find in the book?
Where would you start on the book?
Where it's open to.
You just see what looks like spells that are scrolled onto there, like experimentation. It's like an arcane writing that you can't decipher.
Diamond, maybe you can help me with this.
I flip backwards to like the beginning and like start flipping through from the beginning, trying to figure out what this book is.
Well, immediately once you get to the first page, a name pops out to you, and that's Alvinia.
Oh, Alvinia.
And the first few pages seem to be just personal accounts of hers. It's seemingly her first treks into the Feywild. Like she was writing a journal of her experiences and writing down different fey creatures that she's met. Most of them you're quite familiar with.
I'm like reading it aloud to a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading it aloud to everyone.
And she's reading the journal to the room. Is anyone else doing anything?
There's something on that table over there. Looks like a mask.
I'll go look at it, listening to the story.
Mord goes over to the table. Again, that cat appears in the center of the table looking at you, Mord. And it says, oh, how fancy you've noticed that. You've seen it once, you'll see it thrice. There are lies in here. It's not the cat. As they say, even here in the Fae, nothing is as nothing was, and everything never seems as something else.
Have you been talking to this guy? He points to Erevan. Because you guys are speaking like the same...
The cat says to Erevan, tick tock, and disappears.
Do you have a date?
No got idea.
Got somewhere to be? Kind of investigate the mask?
It seems like a ballroom mask as you pick it up. I'm going to say you haven't picked it up, right? But yeah, just looking at it and getting a bit closer, it just looks like a ballroom mask that's been left on the table.
I'll put it on.
All right. When you put it on, your range of vision is extremely narrow. So I need you to tell me what you're looking at.
Probably Erevan. How's it look?
All right. When you look over at Erevan, you see that he's there, but he's covered in that tar. It's like dripping off from him onto the floor, but disappears when it hits the floor.
Oh, no. I'll look over at my other companions.
You see a lot of wounds on him as well, like cuts and abrasions. And his skin is very pale. You would almost think that he was zombie-ish if he wasn't still in motion, normally in motion and not attacking you.
And my other companions look the same?
Yeah, they look fine. They just don't look like Erevan. Yeah, just Erevan.
Oh man, something's wrong with you. I hand him the scarf. Clean yourself up, buddy.
Thank you. Is there like any way that I can do some kind of check to figure out what's going on?
No, not really, no.
You got like tar and cuts all over you. I'm surprised you're alive.
I'm guessing I have no idea what he's talking about.
No, you feel completely normal. Other than a little, you know, you didn't have a reflection in the mirror and everyone else did.
Oh, Mort, I don't know what you're on about, buddy.
Well, you got a little tar on you. I looked on at me to make sure I'm not covered in it.
You're not covered in it.
Okay.
Can I see that mask real quick?
I don't want you to get tar all over it.
How about you take it off? Just take it off. You don't have to give it to me, but just take it off.
Well, it's showing me things. Like, I want to look at the wall over here.
You do not see... Oh, wait, no, you would. You do see that door that's in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's just there as though it was always. So it looks like it's physically there to you through the mask.
Oh, there's a door.
Oh, let's go. You can see the door? That must be the key. Let's go.
And you can I guess you go up and try touching it.
Yeah.
But like you can feel that it's there, but nothing's giving. It seems locked.
Can I try to pick it?
That magical field that's in the archway is also inside that keyhole.
Oh, so I can't even get the lock picks in the keyhole. We need to find the key. I guess I'm going to start searching the room with my narrow field of vision to try to find the key.
I'm going to start searching in the plants because I'm desperate and I don't know where else to look.
The plants are surprisingly healthy. They seem to have been well watered and well kept. I don't see anything unique about them, though. Lita goes up to the bookcase. You just see a lot of, you would guess at, like, spell books, a lot of fiction books. There's some history books. One of them is, they seem like a lot of lore books, as though a wizard had lived here and did a lot of studying.
Maybe it's in the bookshelf or under these clothes. I'm going to start taking some of the clothes out of the shelf over here on this rug.
Right, so you start pulling clothes off the shelf and you don't see anything on the shelves themselves.
Did we not find anything important in the journal?
No, as you kept reading through the journal, it really did just seem like someone's adventure was recording their adventure through the Feywild. Didn't seem relevant.
What if we do put the scarf on? Like, I know we didn't want to, but what if we do? Or does somebody have the scarf on?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have the mask on, right?
Yeah, and the scarf.
Oh, you put the scarf on? I thought you gave that to Erevan to wipe the tar off or something.
Oh, I did. Okay, yeah, I did. Well, here, Erevan, take this thing. Take the mask and see what you see.
All right, I put the mask on.
All right, what do you look at, Erevan?
Myself. Am I really covered in as tar and cuts and everything?
As described to Morad, you see the same thing now. However, you hear a loud sound come from the mirrors on the other side of the room.
Ooh, go look at the mirror.
As you guys look towards the mirrors, you see that the glass seems to be vibrating in a wave pattern, and then they settle down back into what appears to be a solid glass. Who's all moving to the mirror? When you guys get to the mirror, you see that the image in them has changed. On a bottom mirror, the bottom mirror doesn't seem to have changed to you, except that you can't see yourself in the mirror at all, and you can't see Mord or Alita either. However, when you angle yourself properly, you can actually see Erevan in the mirror. In the middle mirror, you see what looks like a toy workshop with what looks like a toy version of Erevan just sitting on the desk. In the top mirror, you see what looks like a beach. And you see what would normally be like what you would guess at being a walrus laying on the beach, but it has facial features extremely similar to Erevan's.
That's weird. Erevan, what do you see in the mirror?
I'll look at the mirror then.
Which one?
Whichever one Diamond is on about.
Right. Well, in the top one, you see yourself as a walrus. And once you get close to the mirror, you can see that the walrus is moving around with you. Like when you step left, it starts sliding itself, you know, to its left to match you.
I just start dancing.
The walrus starts clapping and dancing a bit too.
Walravan.
What about this one? You see the same thing in all of them?
Erevan, when you look in the bottom one, you just see that doll version of you sitting on the desk. But when you lean, the doll version does lean as well. However, with your mask on, you can see that it's holding a key. That's Diamond, you cannot see that key.
What do you see in the mirror, Erevan?
Well, I'll tell her that I see the key, basically. I think my understanding is that I see everything she does, except I see a key as well.
Right.
You see the key? Where is it?
This thing is holding it.
The doll of you?
Yeah.
Check your pockets. Do you have the key? You have to have the key. The key has to be you. You are somehow the key, maybe.
What's in the other mirror?
What's in this last one? Yeah.
So for all of you, you see a perfect reflection of Erevan in the mirror and a reflection of the room itself, including, you know, nothing seems to have changed in that. Erevan, however, you can see what's supposed to be yourself in the mirror, also matching your movements, but it looks like one of those elven sprite spirits.
Told you it was him.
Does he see the door in that one?
Yes, he does.
Can I walk up to the middle one and try to reach through and grab the doll?
When you touch the glass, roll a dexterity saving throw. The glass does give away.
14.
So a hand, when your hand touches the mirror, another hand seems to come through the mirror and grab you.
Oh, no.
I rush up and grab Morin. All right.
It starts to pull you into the mirror. It has a good firm hold of you at the moment, Morin.
Could I try to separate the hand from Morin?
You can assist him on a grapple, an opposed grapple check.
Sure.
Morin, if you want to roll another strength or dexterity, acrobatics, whichever's better, your strength.
Well, dexterity, but so I just do an advantage?
Yep.
21.
Okay. So now I need you to say or declare odds or evens.
Odd.
All right. Erevan, roll any dice. Let us know if it's odd or even.
It was odd. 7, if that matters.
All right. Morad, you're actually able to free yourself and with Diamond and Erevan's help from the mirror.
Do I have the doll?
No, you don't.
Okay, that was horrific. Thanks for not letting me go into the mirror. We got to be able to get that key, right? Erevan, look in your hand. Do you have a key?
I look at my hand.
You do not see a key in your hand.
Mm. I check my pockets.
Hey, you don't seem to have anything new on you.
Maybe the doll does have it. Maybe we do have to come here.
Or maybe can Erevan go through the mirror?
Do you think I should try it?
Well, does anyone have any rope? Maybe we can tie a rope to him and have a system where he'll tug a little twice and we'll pull him out.
I think we all should have rope.
Yeah, I think we should.
You guys have so much rope.
Yeah, I have an explorer's pack, which comes with 50 feet or something like that.
Yep, I've got 50 feet.
All right, we'll fashion them up a little harness. We'll tinker it up.
Shit, we can tie all the ropes together and you can go as far as you need to.
All right, so we got this harness thing on then?
Yeah, they fashion. What do you guys connect? Well, yeah, what are you guys connecting the rope to? Just holding it yourselves or?
It probably would be a good idea to connect it to something, maybe.
What's the best idea in here?
Nothing seems firm, right?
Maybe that table's really solid.
Yeah, maybe the table or maybe the bed, I would think. The table might be a bit far.
As you guys go around and test these things out, the table does seem to be able to be moved as well as the bed. They're heavy, but they're not going to stay still if you're pulling really hard on them.
What else is in your explorer's pack? Do you have any pitons?
Someone else pulls on them. Will they move so much?
If who pulls on them?
I don't know. Who's the strongest?
Not me.
It's definitely not me.
I mean, I'm at a -1 strength.
Oh, is it me then?
What do you have for strength?
0.
Oh, I have a +1. I guess I'm stronger than all of you. And I flex my muscle. Give my bicep a kiss.
Remember all those plants he was carrying?
Yeah. And you only carried a pansy?
I was fighting back the plague. Don't judge me. Do we have anybody with any pitons or pythons or however you say it for climbing? Wait, I might have an ability for this.
Oh, I have can all three of us just hold onto the rope or?
So I've got an ability called the right tools for a job. It says with thieves tools or artisan tools in hand, I can magically create one set of artisan tools. So can I make anchor?
Some kind of mounting point. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you can. You, as you're looking around the room, you realize that probably the most sturdy thing in here is that fireplace that has softer stone on it. And yeah, you set up a little, you could set up a pulley system off from there and pull down towards it.
All right, we do that.
All right, yeah, so Erevan, you're getting tied up into a harness now.
Is there anything else we need to do or am I good to try and go through this mirror?
You got to get the key so we can go through the door.
All right, so we're ready then? All right, I try to go through the mirror and get the key. All
right, as Erevan touches the mirror, he begins quite instantly to shrink and turn into that toy doll that you guys saw in the mirror. That harness you guys tied to him kind of falls off as he's much smaller now.
Hold on to the rope. Don't let go.
Does he have the key in his hand?
No, he does not have the key in his hand, but the two mirrors on the top there turn black. And then they fade back into view as perfect reflections of the room again.
Does he still have a hold of the rope?
Yeah, he's holding on to the rope, but he hasn't disappeared into the mirror.
He's just a toy?
Yep, you are now a toy, Erevan.
So we can see into his mirror, but the other two are dark?
They are for a moment, and then they turn into matching images of that bottom one.
What's in the bottom one? Just the regular room and us in it?
Without you guys in it. The only person that's in it is Erevan.
Well, you look better this way. I was just going to start playing with him like an action figure. I'm Erevan. I shoot Eldritch Blast. Pew, pew.
Can I do anything as a toy?
Yeah, you have all the same abilities and everything. Like, you're still Erevan.
So, I'm just going to slap Morit.
No, it's got kung fu grip.
just slap his hand or something.
This little toy elf, half elf, jumps up Morit and slaps you in the face.
As they're doing this, like, I'm going to just, like, frustratedly, like, just press my forehead against the first mirror and like look at it and try to figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, where's the key we were supposed to get?
Roll for me, Diamond, a dexterity saving throw.
9.
All right, similar to, who was it that touched the mirror the first time? Was it Morid?
Morid.
Yep.
Yeah. When you press your head against the mirror, is that what you did?
Yeah.
Erevan's reflection appears in the mirror to you, and its mouth, Erevan's mouth, opens extremely wide and takes a gripping bite at your face, and you are now grappled by the mirror.
Oh, gotta try to run over and help.
Yikes. Oh, fuck. I tried to pull my head back and I can't.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to hold on to you.
You take 7 damage. Shit. All right, so another round goes, and it's trying to pull you in to the mirror. Oh, you guys can see, like, teeth coming out of the mirror. Just grabbing Diamond now.
It's got teeth. I try to wiggle away from it
as much as I can,
which I guess I can't, but I try.
Shoot my darts into it.
Yeah, go ahead and roll an attack roll.
Ooh, I got a critical hit.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that's like 25.
Oh. You do 25 damage?
Well, that's just for hitting. So I hit it, but now the damage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a hit.
8.
Okay, so you would roll whatever your damage dice is twice. So if you've only rolled it once, you get to roll it one more time and add it to that 8.
Okay, so 9 and 8, 17.
All right, Erevan, you take 17 piercing damage.
No.
What the fuck?
Erevan, stop trying to eat her.
Erevan, roll a perception check.
16.
All right. When the creature, because you have that mask on still, when that creature in the mirror appeared, it did not look like Erevan. It looked like one of those alien-esque creatures we were talking about. When it opened its mouth, you saw a key inside of its mouth. Diamond, roll a dexterity acrobatics check again. Unless, Mord, you want to try something, or Erevan.
Well, I was going to try to help her assist her.
Were you going
to
do anything extra, Erevan?
Probably not.
All right, yeah, roll that acrobatics check, Diamond, and roll it at an advantage.
Unless I can try to snatch that key as a bonus action.
22?
All right, Diamond, declare odds or evens.
Evens?
All right, who rolled last time? I think it was Morid, right?
It was Erevan.
Erevan. Okay, Morid, you get to roll any dice, odds or evens. I think Diamond said even.
I rolled a 2.
Yay!
All right, Diamond, you pull yourself off from the mirror.
Can I pull it out of the mirror?
No. No, you were not able to. As soon as, like, you stop touching the mirror, the glass just falls back to normal.
Well, Erevan, I'm sorry if this hurts. I'm going to shoot the mirror with my ballista.
All right, roll an attack roll.
Move out of the way.
19.
All right, does that hit your AC, Erevan?
19, definitely.
All right, roll your damage, Morgan.
Shit, I think I'm going to kill Erevan here.
Fuck.
14 damage.
Erevan?
Still doing somewhat decent-ish.
Damn, how much points you got?
My maximum is 41. I'm at 10
Ooh.
Right now.
Ooh.
Is this mirror connected to Erevan?
It seems to be, yes. All right, we are at time. I don't know if you guys want to keep messing with this part or just want to save it to next time. Seems like a weird spot to end it, but it is. It has been 2 hours.
We're not getting any closer to figuring this out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little at a loss here. These mirrors are actually doing something. They're messing with Erevan pretty hard. He's a toy. He's a G.I. Joe. Or is he Pinocchio? Tell a lie.
Morid is a very attractive and handsome person.
That's not a lie. Does his nose grow?
No, it doesn't grow.
It's not a lie. I am a very handsome and attractive guy.
I don't know. There's a bed. I'm going to go to sleep and see if I can figure it out later.
You guys can sleep in the chairs by the fire.
I dare you to touch this mirror.
Oh, Erevan, you're daring Erevan?
Yeah, well, I mean, that could be the last thing, the last where we end it. I dare you to touch this one as he's almost dead. From his own party members.
I mean, the walrus is dancing. Maybe he's the nicest one.
Are you the Walrus King?
Maybe I am.
Because right now you're Pinocchio.
So where we're going to end it is, as you're discussing with Erevan to touch it, Erevan, you start feeling yourself pulled physically back towards the middle mirror. Roll a strength check real quick.
18.
All right, you do get pulled into that second mirror, and your toy form fades away, and you turn back into your elf self, and that bottom mirror is trying to pull you into it. And that cat appears again behind Morin, and that cat's saying, and this will be the last thing, poor little you could not choose. With all you have done, have you come to lose?
Okay. First thing next session, stab the cat with the rapier again, this time all the way.